You've joined The Breakfast Club.
So, Andy, the World Cup's still 2 years away, or over 2 years away.
Yeah. Were you worried at that point?
A little bit. I did stutter, but I recomposed myself.
You did. You did very well, actually, under a lot of pressure.
Andy, yeah.
I'm not intimidated by many,
but Andy gets me.
You know, I'm sitting next to Rama, and when I heard the sort of the hesitation, I thought, Rama's off here. He's off.
No.
Anyway, Brad Green joins us, former Melbourne star, who is helping a former coach because today starts Danaher's drive, and it goes to all of country Victoria, and Brad's on the line. Brad, thanks very much for your time.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, we're going well, thank you. I guess it's an opportunity for you to get back involved with Neil.
Yeah, it is. It's a in its fifth year, the Danaher drive, and we're driving around country Victoria trying to raise funds to fight MND. So it's a great cause to help out a great man. He's a fantastic mentor of mine, and what a great coach he was for the Demons. He's been great. So it's, we're all happy. We've got about 10 to 15 past players along the drive with him, and it's a great 3 days.
So, Greeny, I'm very interested who's in your car and how are you sharing the driving for these couple of days?
Well, it comes down to who's the most sober, I think. we've certainly drive responsible, so we've got a couple of breathos going along the drive. But no, I've got Adam Uze, I've got Cameron Bruce, Daniel Ward, and Simon Godfrey in our car. So we share the responsibility, and it's good fun.
Is that Adam Uze, the next Adelaide coach, Greeny?
Well, that's what we're trying to get out of him this morning. He told us, and it's exclusive for you guys, that he gets notified the next couple of days, so we might give you a call.
Oh, I like this. Now, on the great Neil Danaher, have you got one favourite story from his time as coaching you?
There's many, but look, Danis was the type of character that certainly didn't say much. Walking around, you know, change room banter, but when he certainly got in his game day mode, and I remember one game at half time, I think we were down by quite a fair bit, and when Neil walked in, he had this stare in his eyes, and he had this persona about him that everyone stood up and made everyone sort of want to go out there and play for him. But, you know, the stories about Neil, the way he got the boys to play was exceptional. So, no, he's been great. There's no true stories about him. He just went about his business the way he does.
I mean, he's an incredible man, considering what he is going through. We've seen television shots of him this morning getting ready for the drive that you're participating in, and he just keeps going along. And sometimes you look at him and think that there's nothing wrong with him.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. You know, for a guy to go through an illness and what he's going through, you know, the motor neurons disease, what he's got, and to be still here and still fighting is extraordinary. What he's doing and what he's trying to achieve, you know, it's a credit to him. I don't think anyone else in this world can do what Neil does. And I think that's what keeps driving him, knowing that he's trying to help because he's not thinking about himself. That's one thing Neil is. He's selfless in the sense that he's trying to find a cure for everybody else but himself.
Yeah, that's a good point. So the Victorian government this morning, the state government of putting an extra $1 million of funding for Fight MND, which is an incredible gesture in itself. For those, we've got a lot of listeners, Brad, in country Victoria here at RSN. For those that might want to come along and say hello, where are you actually heading?
Basically, we're away for 3 days. So we're starting here in Werribee Zoo. We're heading down towards Port Arlington and Lawn for lunch. And then we're heading into Ballarat and that for the first night.
Yep.
Second day, we're going through Heathcote, Ngambie, and we finish in Wangaratta for Friday night. And then from Wangaratta, we come down through Alexandra and have a last function on Saturday night in Mornington. So we're doing a fair bit of driving, which is great. And we're hoping to stop off in every town, every pub, every street corner, looking to keep raising funds for Fight MND.
Terrific, Brad. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Have lots of fun and raise lots of money.
Terrific. Thanks, guys.
Brad Green joining us there.
That's a good fun trip.
Oh, yeah. Good lineup. Yeah. Big car.
A lot of Essendon people, a lot of Melbourne people involved. There's a lot of football people, but It's a good little 3-day trip.
Surely he's Australian of the Year. That hasn't happened yet, has it? Surely there. We had to get him Victorian of the Year, which we got. So he has to be odds on.
It's like going through the sectionals.
Yeah, it was.